It's Friday, the 14th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, NAMCIRT, under the Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia, says it remains committed to protecting the country's digital infrastructure. Its latest quarterly newsletter highlights ongoing monitoring, collaboration, and public awareness efforts. Krans Mufaro Nesongano says these proactive measures are needed.
In the third quarter of 2025, over 559,000 vulnerabilities were detected, underscoring the importance of vigilance and collaboration. NAMCIRT highlighted recent ransom attacks and warned the public against smishing scams and deepfake videos. The team also hosted an engagement session to enhance cooperation and awarded bursaries to future cybersecurity professionals. Namibians are urged to practice strong cyber hygiene and report incidents via report@nam-cert.na or call 061-222-666.
Bank of Namibia Deputy Governor Ebson Wanguta says the creative industry could play a major role in boosting the economy, generating thousands of jobs and curbing capital outflows. Speaking at the 2025 annual symposium in Windhoek on Thursday, Wanguta pointed to the opportunities, challenges, and shared lessons drawn from other African countries and the sector's untapped potential. Rita Lotto reports for News on One.
Wanguta said the creative industry contributes about 1.5% to the economy, but its full potential is under-recognized. Minister of Arts and Culture, Dr. Sanet Steenkamp, said the creative industry represents a shift towards an economy where ideas and culture are central to value creation, providing a sustainable model for future economic development. Wanguta urged stakeholders to recognize the full potential of the creative industry and take deliberate steps to grow it for economic transformation.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has said that the United States boycott of the G20 summit in his country later this month would not prevent the meeting of the world's leading economies from going ahead, Isaac Lukando reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa told reporters in the coastal city of Cape Town that fundamental decisions will be taken during the summit and that the absence of the Americans was their loss. Tensions have been rising between Pretoria and Washington ahead of the G20 summit set for November the 22nd to the 23rd, the first to be held on African soil. The clash over South Africa's summit agenda has prompted President Donald Trump to announce that no U.S. official will attend the Johannesburg gathering. As G20 chair, South Africa aims to champion Global South priorities from climate resilience to debt relief under the theme Solidarity, Equality, Sustainability, which the U.S. has dismissed as anti-American. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Meanwhile, South Africa's cabinet says the country is ready to host the G20 Leaders Summit in Nasrec, Johannesburg next week and the G20 Social Summit in Ekurhuleni from Tuesday to Thursday. Minister in the presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni.
Comprehensive safety and security plans for the Leaders Summit and the Social Summit are being managed and coordinated by the relevant security structures. The president will undertake a walkabout at the Nasrec precinct tomorrow, Friday, 14th November, 2025.
And Victoria has passed Australia's first treaty with Indigenous peoples, granting them greater oversight on matters affecting their communities. The treaty, effective December 12, includes a formal government apology for historical injustices and establishes a permanent representative body to advise the Victorian government. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.